It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week, we're getting down and dirty about housework, as in how to get it done without losing your mind.
That's right. We mothers are famous for being martyrs about the housework. I don't know why we do this. We say we want help, but then sometimes we're so particular about how we want things done that we can't get out of the way long enough for our husbands or the kids to pitch in and do their share of it.
So we're saying this to ourselves as well as our fellow mamas. Stop that. Everybody who lives in the house has an obligation to help maintain it, which means cleaning and laundry and taking out the trash, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if your kid is like mine and she begged for a pet, then put her in charge of cleaning up after it.
Yes, and even little kids can help. My youngest is 5 years old, and one of her weekly chores is to go around the house with a Clorox wipe and wipe down all the doorknobs because it helps cut down on the germs they bring in the house. And one of the best things I ever did was to make each one of my boys responsible for cleaning one bathroom once a week. You can teach a little boy to aim for the potty while he's using the bathroom, and he might do it now and then. But once you've made him clean up a bathroom, and especially that area around the potty, his aim will improve for a lifetime, guaranteed.
Oh, indeed. On our website, we've got more tips on how to get everybody involved in getting the housework done so you don't end up feeling overwhelmed by it. So check that out on nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.